The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. On Friday, what day is it today? June 5th, 2020. Becky's trying to help me, and I've got my head in my tablet because literally every device in this room has a clock on it. Kind of confusing sometimes. You are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing, or at least I hope you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. We had a slight maintenance issue today here at the station where our audio transmission system down at the transmitter site failed, and I had to go sort of tweak at it and poke at it and say, hey, why are you stop working? And then it started working again, and I don't know why. And those, Becky, are the most maddening maintenance things ever. When something stops working, and then it starts working because you're poking at it, and the way it starts working gives you no details at all about what caused the malfunction.
Not a matter of percussive maintenance or anything like
that? No, I didn't hit it. I didn't reboot it. I just sort of went, meh. And it knew I was there. I was like, oh, I guess I can work now. it was an utterly silent error. It was so weird.
We have been socially distant that you are anthropomorphizing our transmitter equipment.
No, if you work in troubleshooting long enough, you anthropomorphize equipment. It's just a thing that you do, mostly for comedic purposes. There was this one time where we did sacrifice chicken nuggets and cigarettes to a Spark Station 5 that was having difficulty with a Solaris 251 update. This was in the 90s. I'm old. Well, from a computer guy standpoint, it's a lot like being a football player. But yeah, it was one of those.
It sounds maddening.
Yeah,
you are maddened.
You know, I've heard my dad, who does completely different stuff, talk about, you know, and on whenever it would break, he'd write Finster valve. What's a Finster valve? That didn't cost anything. I don't know. But yeah, so I'm just going to rip the whole part out and replace it, I think, because I don't trust it anymore. And if you can't trust your equipment, what can you trust? Education, perhaps?
Perhaps.
little bit of a secret. So we sit down to do the show, and so, Becky, I'm going to ask you about education again. And she's like, no more. Please. How's education going, Becky?
Well, it's my Friday, and so I get to temporarily suspend thinking about being an educator, except that we never do because an educator's work never ceases.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I know. It'll cease at some point, but it was really fun watching and getting caught up on some of the graduations that have already occurred in Tacoma, and I know that we did mention our congratulations to Sammy. We also had Idea and Soda that aired their virtual graduations on June 3rd, and then the next upcoming graduations in Tacoma, at least, are starting next Thursday on June 11th, and area locations, you know, area schools, Federal Way, Fife, Clover Park, you know, everyone's kind of getting ready for the really interesting things that a virtual graduation really offer.
Like Pong. And Space Invaders.
If I were in charge of making a graduation video, I might put Space Invaders in, but only if you were graduating, Sam.
Not Murder Hornets.
No, none of those.
So we have a boatload, perhaps a metric boatload of updates.
We have today a metric boatload of updates. You can use your boats now, you know.
Well, why don't
in
we,
a
why
recreative don't we, purpose.
Why don't we get into it?
We will. State level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. And dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can visit wa211.org online. We've got, like Sam was saying, a boatload of information, and we'll begin with state. Because the governor has issued guidelines for sporting activities for counties that are in phases 2 and 3 of reopening. Professional sports organizations, teams, and leagues must follow league-wide and team-specific return-to-play safety plans, which must be approved by players' unions or associations. Games may not welcome spectators. For outdoor youth and adult recreational sports, those are still subject to phased reopening requirements. Also at the state level, a template for written safety plans for businesses and entities operating in phase 3 have been posted online at governor.wa.gov under the news section. Businesses are still required to follow the state's industry-specific guidelines if issued for their specific industry. Links to all memos and guidelines are available at coronavirus.wa.gov/news. And
a collaborative musical event called All in Washington, organized as a statewide event to benefit COVID-19 relief, has announced that the event will be pushed to June 24th. Organizers postponed the event out of a need to honor ongoing marches and protests addressing systemic racism and violence. The concert will be live streamed and broadcast across multiple media platforms and will feature high-profile Washington-based performers. More details can be found at allinwa.org. The Washington Employment Security Department notes that they continue to work at verifying identities in the wake of unemployment fraud schemes targeting the state, but that many applicants are still facing long, stressful waits to receive unemployment benefits. All claims are now being held in processing status for 2 days before being paid in order to verify payments as valid.
We've got some King County news, because King County does remain in phase 1, but with now the following modifications. Indoor dining at restaurants is allowed at 25% capacity, with outdoor dining at 50%. In-store retail can resume at 15% capacity. Barbershops, salons, nail salons, and tattoo parlors are allowed to operate at 25% capacity. And all businesses must follow industry-specific safety protocols as outlined by the state.
Moving on to Pierce County, and this is a big deal. Pierce County has been approved to move to phase 2 of reopening. Outdoor recreation like camping, biking, running, or trips to the beach are allowed with 6-foot distancing from people outside one's household. Outdoor faith-based gatherings for up to 100 people, excluding staff, may occur. Indoor faith-based gatherings are limited to 50 people or 25% capacity, whichever is less, excluding staff. Travel is allowed. All manufacturing, construction, in-home and domestic services, retail, real estate, professional services, salons and barbers, and pet grooming may resume following state guidelines. Restaurants and taverns may welcome patrons at less than 50% establishment capacity, with tables hosting no more than 5 people. Bar area seating is not allowed. Until a vaccine becomes available, the county health department advises continuing to wear face coverings in public, especially when you cannot easily keep physical distance from others. Maintain physical distance of 6 feet from others. Wash your hands regularly. Regularly sanitize surfaces that are touched frequently. Stay home when you're sick or waiting for a COVID-19 test result. Continue to spend time with family and those you live with. Take care of health and medical issues like routine vaccines and keeping up with regular medication. Stay home as much as possible and limit non-essential travel. Telework, if possible, and check in with family, friends, and coworkers by phone, social media, or video calls to make sure they are okay and to offer encouragement. In phase 2, the department recommends choosing 5 friends or non-household members to see and socialize with regularly, and to try to limit those close contacts to this group in order to reduce the risk of viral transmission. Those with medical conditions, compromised immune systems, or advanced age may need to continue to stay at home per individual health care provider recommendations. I totally see the logic behind that one, but That sounds like a social media nightmare right there.
You're going to be in my five friend group. No, yeah. You're going to be in my five friend group.
The health department also stated its support for community members coming together at demonstrations and protests to mourn, process, and heal, and urges protesters to stay safe, wear cloth face coverings, and maintain safe physical distance whenever possible. The county health officer has stated that an estimated 99% of people in Pierce County have not been infected with the coronavirus and have no immunity, and he urged anyone experiencing symptoms to get tested. A list of testing sites in the county is available online at tpchd.org in the COVID-19 section under testing information. The United Way Pierce County and the Greater Tacoma Community Foundation have launched the Pierce County Connected Fund, focused on delivering rapid funding to organizations to support continued services to vulnerable populations. Funding requests will be accepted from Pierce County-based tribal governments, local governments, school districts, and 501c3 nonprofit organizations. Guidance and applications are available at gtcf.org. This is a lot of information. It will all be available on our website at daily.ktqa.org as soon as I publish this episode.
We got one more little thing from Tacoma, that throughout the whole month of June, drive-through COVID-19 tests will be available at the Tacoma Dome on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Patients should pre-register online for an appointment time at thelittleclinic.com. Or call 1-888-852-2567 and select option 3. I think this is all in alignment with what we heard from the state health officer, the state secretary of health, that right now, if you have any kind of symptoms, everyone is being urged to request a test, and healthcare providers are now being urged to accommodate those requests for tests so that we can get our testing numbers up now that there are enough testing kits in the state.
Absolutely. So that brings us to to more local news, even more local than Tacoma, which is here in the studio and sort of the future of the KTQA Daily Briefing.
We've been going basically since March 24th, I think, and we've produced about 60 different times where we've been able to share with you and talk with you, give you resources, updates, bulletins, announcements related to COVID-19, and then hopefully help us continue to feel connected even though we've been isolated throughout this whole phase one and this whole lockdown and this whole stay at home order.
Yeah. And Becky and I have been, you know, have been enjoying doing live radio. It's been a way to pass the time while we've been staying at home. But as Tacoma, you know, reopens and we come out of the quarantine order, we'd like to start focusing on other things and getting other voices on KTQA. Geez, I hope you're as sick of hearing me as I am of talking. but we still want to keep you informed. So we've decided, rather than just ending the daily briefing, we were going to tie the daily briefing schedule directly to what phase the city of Tacoma was in. And so starting next week, since we are in phase two, the daily briefing will air live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. with rebroadcasts on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. That's the only time it will air. Rebroadcasts are really only necessary when everybody's staying at home. There are, and then, you know, when we hit phase three, it will just be once a week. And then phase four is basically a return to sort of pre-quarantine status, at which point we will end the daily briefing. So that's our plan. It's all on the website at daily.ktqa.org. And I've also updated a little bit that has a big number that says what phase Pierce County is in. There's a list of all counties that Pierce touches and what phase they're in. I'm about to go update that because it still says phase one. So just for reference, again, just to make things very clear, starting on Monday, we will be doing live episodes at 6 p.m., not 3 p.m., on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, with rebroadcasts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. The 9 a.m., the 9 a.m., and the 3 p.m. and the 9 p.m. rebroadcasts of the daily briefing will now will end, and we will move to other programming.
That is another exciting thing that we've been working on. I know that really, really antsy to launch our summer programming schedule.
Yeah, so. I'm already a week behind schedule on that, and I'm hoping to have that this weekend. So
exactly.
That's what we're up to. So the daily briefing will be poorly named because it will no longer be daily, and I kind of like it that way.
And today it wasn't brief, if even
no,
if it was
today
a briefing.
It wasn't very brief at all. So that's all we've got for today, unfortunately. It's been a pretty busy week for everybody in Tacoma for good reasons and bad. So interviews have been sort of difficult to acquire, have they not?
They have, but I'm looking forward to two of our planned interviews for next week. That should be really exciting and informative.
Fantastic. So dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. We will see you on Monday at 6 p.m.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.